Welcome to your custom deep dive. When you think of the absolute cutting edge of AI, you probably picture, massive server farms or sleek robots doing parkour.
Yeah, you definitely don't picture a piece of wood sitting on a warehouse floor.
Right, but that is exactly what we're digging into today. Our mission is to explore how this seemingly invisible $87.5 billion global wood pallet market is somehow becoming a battleground for cutting-edge AI search tech.
It's crazy because it's the ultimate invisible object, but it literally holds up the entire global commerce system. Wood pallets control about 70% of that market.
Right, although plastic is actually surging right now. It's growing at a 7.2% CAGR, largely because, well, the pharmaceutical industry requires incredibly strict hygiene standards.
Yeah, hygiene standards that wood just can't meet. But the real focus here zeroes in on Northeast Ohio. We are examining a literal David versus Goliath scenario.
Oh, totally. You have United Wood Products, or UWP, which is this 30-year-old autonomous family business, going against Millwood, Inc., an absolute industry behemoth.
And to understand why UWP is so outgunned, we really have to look at how digital monopolies are built, because UWP is dealing with a digital nightmare.
Okay, let's unpack this, because UWP is suffering from what's called algorithmic entity confusion. If you search for them, they compete against like a Colorado firewood processor and a Saudi Arabian door manufacturer that share similar names.
Exactly. So they just get completely buried. And Millwood's dominance is just massive. They use really aggressive M&A tactics, like acquiring Cleveland Custom Pallet recently.
Yeah. And didn't they just open a massive facility in Lordstown?
They did. Specifically to service a new $500 billion AI infrastructure boom happening there. And every single corporate move generates massive PR and authoritative backlinks.
Which creates this insurmountable traditional SEO moat. I mean, UWP trying to write better blog posts to beat Millwood's PR machine, it's like trying to win a shouting match at a heavy metal concert.
It's impossible. You just can't outspend Goliath.
Right. So how can a small business possibly survive a game that is rigged by scale?
Well, their only survival tactic is to stop playing it entirely. Since the traditional SEO game is structurally rigged, they bypass human searchers altogether.
Oh, right, because of the agent-to-agent pivot, or A2A.
Exactly. Google has this forthcoming anti-gravity ecosystem, right? And it doesn't read HTML websites. It actually demands sub-second deterministic data.
Here's where it gets really interesting. UWP realizes this, so they pivot to GuardVark. It's an entirely offline local AI swarm.
Yeah, basically a cluster of computers right there in their own local facility.
Right. Instead of writing human copy, it autonomously generates machine-readable elms.txt files and rigid JSON LD schemas.
So an AI agent doesn't have to guess. It instantly knows exact regional specs. And then UWP pushes this data directly to edge servers.
And they use web sub cryptographic pings, right?
Exactly. By doing that, UWP instantly feeds Google's AI agents their exact data in milliseconds. They entirely leapfrog Millwood's massive PR rankings.
So what does this all mean? For you listening to this, UWP proves that the future of digital competition isn't about human-facing marketing. It's literally about feeding raw data directly to AI agents.
Yeah, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it leaves us with a huge question. If B2B procurement is shifting purely to invisible AI agents rapidly reading static code, will the visual human-facing internet eventually become obsolete?
That is wild to think about. Something for you to definitely explore on your own. It really makes you wonder, the real invisible architecture to watch isn't the wood pallets anymore. It's the machine-readable code holding up the digital economy.